Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Did you miss us? Are you okay? I feel that's the way everyone has to start every show now, Steve.
Yeah, just let us know if you missed us and if everyone's okay.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Steve?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Oh, you're not okay.
Yeah, what do you do with that information? You see, when people ask, are you okay, on
they don't really want to know, do they?
Radio, they don't want to know the real answer.
Even in real life, I don't think they really want to know. You've been all right. Yeah, well, not really. No one really wants to know.
Yeah, please don't tell me if you're not.
Nice
okay.
Christmas.
No,
yeah, that's it, isn't it? Just move on.
Yeah. Although, I will just, because, you know, I'm aware of the work that Absolute Radio do for Mental Health Week. Mm. If someone's not okay, it's okay to say you're not okay.
Mm, okay, yeah, that's okay.
Just throwing that in there, not to deaden the mood, but I just want to, as much as we're joking, you know,
the mood.
I know, Steve, but I just, you know, feel responsible on the radio. We've got a job here. We've got a job to do.
We have.
It's not just two idiots talking nonsense for 3 hours.
Is it not?
I mean, it is that.
Yeah.
And the news.
Yeah, and the stereophonics.
And the odd Noel Gallagher hit.
Yes.
But are you okay? Are you okay? I mean, we sort of jokingly, are you okay?
Me? Or just generally?
You?
Right?
You
I don't
mean,
know
I
anymore. Who are you talking to?
The
way you said it, are you okay? Yeah, no, I'm okay. Still in Gozo. Still in Gozo. Almost at the end of this first block of filming, then coming home and then coming back in later in the year. So I'm okay.
You are okay. Yeah. I am. My body is not okay, Steve.
Not okay.
My body is not okay, which is what a lot of people have said to me for many years, but I don't mean just to look at. I mean, it's actually broken, Steve.
Mm-hmm. What's happened? Just general age.
You know, don't forget, other than Gary Wilmot, I'm double everybody's age and weight.
Oh, in The Wizard of Oz,
In The Wizard of Oz production that we're doing for the Palladium this summer long.
And Gary Wilmot's, he's the wizard, isn't he? So... Is he just sat in a chair somewhere backstage for the first half?
He does nothing, mate. He does
nowt. He's earned a chair, though, isn't he? He's earned a chair.
He's put the years in, and he's doing it 40 years. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's brilliant. Everything he says and does is like it's brilliant. Hmm. Little subtle things that you might not notice, but I see him.
Yeah. We don't see him. He's sat in a chair, but yeah.
Well, you don't see him for the first half. No, it's just a voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
The grand and powerful wizard. It's all of that.
Yeah,
and I'm running around like a blooming lion, like an idiot. Mm. Well, not like one, I am one.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Hey, did you see us on Britain's Got Talent?
I saw a bit of it, yeah. Yeah, I saw it on your Instagram.
A bit of it?
Well, I'm busy, fine. Man.
No, I know you're busy, but...
It's not,
every
not
day
great Wi-Fi
mate
on
appears
set.
On Britain's Got Talent.
Hey, it's not great Wi-Fi on set.
All right, fair enough. Well, I did post it anyway. It went very well.
Good. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy yourself?
I did actually. It was a stressful day because it was the first, as I said last show, it was the first time we got our costumes and makeup on that morning.
And then you had to do
we
all
doing
the dancing
live
and
telly.
Everything.
And the dancing. Have you ever danced with a tail?
No. I'll say no.
It's really hard. It's really hard. If you ever
watch it back
an ITV player, thankfully I do not trip over it.
Is there a danger you
mainly
trip
because
over
I,
it though?
Well, yeah, because it's dead long, it's on the floor. But there was I did have the foresight to just grab it and just dance with my tail in my hand.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
a lion would do in that situation.
Of course, they're not stupid. You don't get to King of the Forest without being, you know, having something up there.
Jungles, isn't it?
It's courage
not
gone.
You don't
not
want him
brain.
In a forest.
Who?
Jungles, isn't it? King of the Jungle. They're not King of the Forest, are they?
It is King of the Jungle, yeah, but in...
I don't want him wandering around. I don't want to be in Bushy Park or something and one the lion just comes wandering
Bluebell Woods.
Yeah, just holding his tail in his hand running at me. No.
Hey, John, is that a lion?
Nah,
no,
it's a meadow, mate. It is a lion, isn't it? It's coming at us.
But yeah, it was fun. But thanks for all your lovely messages. I got so many nice messages about our Wizard of Oz medley on Britain's Got Talent, and hopefully it sold a lot of tickets. That's obviously the reason we did it. So if you've not got yours yet, make sure you grab them. We're at the Palladium all summer long. Guess how long it took me to get me lion's nose on, Steve?
What sort of nose is it? Is it like a red nose? Like a, no, I know, but what is it? Is it like a big prosthetic nose? Is it just something that pops on the end?
Yeah, I get a different one every show. There's 200 of these noses.
Why? Because they just don't stand up to the rigor of the dancing.
Made of latex or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know me. I use my face a lot. But no, they sort of. I guess they just come off. But I had to shave my beard.
It's not going to fall off in the show, is it? Is it well stuck on?
I mean. Obviously, no, it won't. Yeah. And 99% of the professional side of me does not want it to. Yeah. But there was like 1% thinking, how funny would this be?
Yeah. I can't smell anything. Just all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, all that. Just like, I was even on Britain's Got Talent, I was thinking, oh, how funny would this be now in 4K? Just Simon Cowell looking at me. Got my nose in my hand.
You know, yeah, no, it'd be nice if it just landed in his lap or something. That'd be funny.
Yeah, or I'd just put it on his face.
Yeah.
I got to box Simon Cowell. How many people want to use your boxing gloves on Simon Cowell?
Oh, did you? Oh, right. Is this on the
clip?
Yeah,
that was...
I've got to watch this clip now.
Yeah, no, you didn't see that bit. That was...
Yeah. Backstage, yeah.
We opened the show. Yeah, I give him what I really thought. No, we opened the show and we closed the show.
Right.
And in the opening of the show, we had to pose with the judges. But I just thought, it'd be funny if I just boxed
whack
his
him.
Ears a bit. Yeah, just give him a little whack on live telly. I didn't do a rehearsal, but I waited till we went live. Just slipped a little dig in.
Yeah,
and good, then just pretended it was the character.
Yeah, I'm just in character, mate. Yeah, I'm like, you method, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, did you run off? Because you're a cowardly lion. Hit him and then legged it.
Do you know what? If some people will have spotted this, but at the very end of our dance, we were all told to like hold the pose. But because these pyrotechnics went off, I just ran backstage.
That's good. Yeah.
So,
is it real?
Yeah, because it was loud and I was so...
Yeah, but were you scared or were you scared as the lion or were you just like, nah,
I mean,
I'm not having this?
Yeah, both. Yeah, just so in character.
Yeah.
Just so in character, yeah. But yeah, rehearsals are full on. But it is a lot of fun. I just realised how old I am. That's all.
Really? Well, you're dancing with Ashley Banjo and professional dancers who have fit in every way.
I mean, he's beautiful as well. He's a lovely human being. But you know, even every so often, I've like put my arm around him or something, and like I just get a handful of his shoulder, and I'm like, even I'm melting. Never mind the witch.
Got to be something wrong with him. I have to find something wrong with him. There's got to be something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Just hold on
to
that.
Work over the next few weeks, I'll find...
What's wrong with Ashley Banjo, and then we'll hold on to it.
Yeah, let's find...
Can't, makes a terrible negative. Cup of tea. Just something, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what you need. Jason. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Steve, what did you get up to in half term? You came back for a few days, did you not?
What did I do? I came back and I went to... So I came back from lovely Gozo and the lovely temperature and all the sea and the swimming pools. And gorgeous. I went to Butlins in Bognor Regis for a weekend with the family.
Brilliant. And how was that?
Whatever you expected it to be, that's exactly what it was, you know.
In a good way?
Some of it was good. Nice people. I was with nice people. That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wasn't really eating nice food. I wasn't, you know, but I was with nice people. That's all that matters.
I know what you mean. I saw
like a 7-year-old crying with his mum, marching him towards the sort of soft play area. And go, which one was it? Who did it? What did he look like? And the kid went, he was fat with small eyes. And so that sort of sums up a little bit of what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess if they can't then work out which one.
I mean, on a soft play, just going eyes. In, just trying to work out who that kid is. I mean. So, yeah,
oh
good.
My gosh.
Enjoyed it.
I've got to say, though, my kids have been spoilt rotten with holidays, as I often remind them, you know, in the first 5 years of their life, they've been on three times more holidays than I've been on in my whole childhood.
Yeah, yeah, same.
And anyway, they've been lots of places, Egypt, and they've been to Dubai, and, you know, been lots of lovely places, Spain and Portugal. And yeah, if I just went, oi, I wouldn't be that rude, but if I went, hey, best holiday you've ever been on, they go, Butlin's Bognor.
Well, hey, listen, I'm not denying that the kids had a lovely time. The kids had a great time. I couldn't fault that. The kids had a great time. There was a bit, you know, the Redcoats, they did this thing. My mate, who's a filmer with us, used to be a Redcoat. Do you remember, Butlin, sometimes two of them will just sort of sidle up to you and just start asking you questions about your holiday or how your day's going.
Oh, yeah.
Just like really inane. It's called swanning. They swan in, and that's their job. They swan in and go.
It's a real job.
Yeah, it's a real part of their day. Yeah, they go, right, it's between 10 and 2, you go swan in, you two, you go swan in around. And they just come up to you and go, enjoying the PlayStation game.
And what shows did you see? Because they put good shows on there, don't they?
Did we see? There was one called, didn't see Dick and Dom. I saw, there's one called Dinosaurs versus Animals, I think it was. And they'd like, it was a bit like, well, I know. But no, but they'd say, I like this dinosaur, and the T-Rex. And then somebody go, I like giraffes, the giraffe. And then if you can imagine like what Warhorse would be look like if there was just one bloke controlling it. I mean, basically, like whatever animal came on, they all had like a stocky fella's legs, basically. Doesn't matter, you know, like a giraffe's got quite thin, long legs, hasn't it? But this one didn't know. But I mean, that was I enjoyed that, and Hal, my son, enjoyed that. But then my littlest one, he had a little. It was getting late because that's obviously what happens there. The shows are on at 8 o'clock, and kids are normally in bed. So I had to have a little wander around, and I missed most of that. But the eldest loved it.
Well, that's good. That's who it's for, isn't it? I did. We went to Longleat Centre Parks.
Oh, I've been there. For a bit. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Lovely. I think that's the best one. I've been to Sherwood, I've been to Cumbria, I've been to the one near London. I think that's the best one. We had a brilliant time. I mean, knackered those things. Again, it's supposed to be body, I think, my age, but...
No, I think you do, you try and cram everything in, don't you? Let's go cycling, let's go swimming.
Yeah, all the activities.
You know, I like 10 minutes on the rapids, I'm just ready for a lie down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's not for me anymore. I'm past the rapids.
To that age, not a rapids guy anymore. No. I'm hanging up
my trunks. Luckily, I was with my mate Dave and his family.
Oh, yeah.
And, and he's like a big kid. And he doesn't really work. He's retired pretty much early.
Yeah.
So he's got all the energy to do. He's not thinking, right, I've got to keep myself sorted because I've got work next week. He's just like, that off. So it was great. It was like having another kid that was responsible for all the kids.
Oh, that's good when there's somebody like that. Isn't it? I like that. I do like that.
Yeah, you know, one of those, like, you know, you get them at weddings sometimes, you know, there's like the uncle who's like really good with kids.
Yeah, he just loves
being with like, all of them.
Yeah, but you spot it, don't you? And you go, oh, go play over there with you. And then he just turns around and he's got like 25 kids going, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's my night, Don.
Absolute sucker. Sucker. But no, I had a lovely, lovely time.
Music matters.
It's time for this. It's like a 1970s kids TV show.
Questions for Steve. Blankety blank, isn't
questions
it?
For Steve. Questions for Steve.
It's...
Questions for Steve.
So
questions
long.
For Steve.
I don't know.
Questions for Steve.
It's worth it for this.
Questions for Steve.
I don't even know how they did that.
I don't know how they did.
It's very clever. It's very clever. Yeah. Right, questions for Steve. It's exactly what it says on the tin. If you've got a question for Steve or myself, you can throw it in, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. It could be anything. It could be science questions, could be relationships, could be job, could be finances, whatever you want. Me and Steve, we've been round the sun a few times.
We've seen things. We know how to give advice. Yep.
Exactly. So, hi, Jason. Here's a question for Steve.
Okay.
We genuinely do what he says. We will genuinely do what he says. This is from Lindsay. My dad wants to go on a family holiday to Benidorm because he loves the TV show and thinks it will be a laugh. I want to go either to the south of France or Madeira because it isn't Benidorm. So, Steve, can you decide where we should go? Much appreciated.
Now, he wants to go to Benidorm. The dad wants to go to Benidorm. Mm-hmm. What you've got in Benidorm, you've got that, but if you drive literally like 15 minutes up the road towards Valencia and Albia and Altea, you've got nice bits. Even the old town in Benidorm is a nice bit. Tapas Alley, you've got all that. You've got an hour and a half way, you've got Valencia, you've got Alicante 40 minutes that way. So, you know, and you can just drop him there at, you know, the Yorkshire Post or whatever, one of the pubs, the Red Lion, one of the Red Lions. Leave him at Joker's Wild or somewhere like that. And you can go and find a bit of culture in, you know, Guadalest. That's a nice little town. There's all, there's
so
lots
you
of
think Benidorm,
right,
whilst
not
it's
to
got...
Stay.
right, I hear you.
It's there. So it's more... You can be 10 minutes away, and you'll be in a you won't be in a different country. You will. You'll be in Spain, but Benidorm feels like you're not in Spain.
Rather than hot England.
Yeah, rather than a hot England.
All right. Well, good holiday advice there, Steve. We've had a question for Steve. Now we've got a question for Jace. Paul says, Jason, this is a question for you. Oh, he's broken.
Ooh,
the,
question,
broken
for Jace, question for Jace. Question for Jace. Question for Jace.
Question for Jace. Question for Jace. Yeah. This is from Paul. Nose waxing, is it painful? I remember your post a little while back about having it done, and I know of no other person to ask if it hurts or not, but my nose hair is becoming a problem, and I'm asking you whilst broadcasting to the nation.
Have you had this done?
Yeah, so I've had it done a couple of times. Where I go for my haircut, he does wax on your ears and up your nose.
So what is it, like a lollipop stick covered in wax, put it up your nose, it dries, and then they pull it out? Is that the sort of thing? Is that it?
Steve,
that
it's
works?
Exactly that. It's exactly
is that
how
what
you
it
described
is?
It, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So that sounds quite painful when it comes out.
Yeah.
Because you've got surely some of the, you know, the hairs at the top of your nose, you know, the back of your nose, let's say, the bridge of your nose, you need those in there. They're for filtering stuff, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say to Paul here, nose hairs are important. They're filtering things, they're making sure things don't go up that are not supposed to be up there. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to be careful with what hairs you take. You know, I think what Paul is referring to is your problem hairs that...
The lower hair, often, your skirt hair.
Yeah, the skirt hair. You know, the ones are on the sort of front of your nostril.
Yeah. But what is the danger if you've got a moustache and they put it up there and a little bit of wax seeps out, takes half your tash away? Is that a danger?
Well, your professionals, they actually put a little... so almost like a cold wax strip over your tash to make sure that
cover that and say no wax, not for you.
Yeah,
that kind of
exactly. The ears are quite painful as well. But you know what? You never hear anything. Honestly, afterwards you can hear for like miles.
What you just hear is though.
Yeah, you're like, is that a deer?
So loud. Is everything dead loud?
It's so dead loud. Loud,
yeah.
Why is it weird? So loud.
Okay.
So what I will say, Paul, is yes, it is. It's as painful as you imagine it to be, but it's instant. Like it's a tiny second of pain, and then it's gone.
Like a dead arm.
Just make sure you go. Yeah, a little bit, but make sure you go to someone who knows what they're doing, because there are hairs in your nose that you do need. So
I would imagine you could probably buy a like home nostril waxing kit.
You can
Amazon.
Get a home kit. I've got one of them home kits.
But don't recommend it. So you're saying don't recommend that. Leave it to the professional.
I'd just say go see a pro first and then maybe have a look at the home as well for a bit cheaper, to be honest. Like I said, it does hurt, but at the same time I've similar problem to you, Paul. You sort of reach a certain age and suddenly I think Billy Connolly used to talk about just why is a hair growing longer than your nostril? What is the reason? And you sort of sneeze and it can whip your top lip. You know what I mean? Like it can be painful, you know, so you just got to be careful, Paul.
It needs doing, you know. First stage is accepting there's a problem.
Exactly. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Now, Steve, I want to talk about not just the moment you realise you're getting on a bit, but almost the moment where you are patronised into...
Oh,
being old.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I had a little moment when I was away a few weeks back. I was doing those gigs in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and whatever. We were out one night. We were at this hotel called The Five on the Palm. And it's quite a, I would say, an influencer's young person's
okay, lots
hotel.
Of people taking photographs of their cocktails and stuff like that. Yeah.
A lot of that going on. Everything was Instagrammable.
Okay. That's good.
One of them, right. They've got a studio there, like a recording studio for artists and rappers and the
like.
Oh,
okay. Wow, that's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very cool. So the woman is telling me about this. I say woman. She's like, you know, she's a woman, but she's like 21, you know.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, oh, yeah, and we get loads of people over. And this is in front of loads of people. And she was like, and she mentioned, you know, she's like, oh, you know DJ Teabag or whatever. I don't know what the names are.
Oh, I love DJ Teabag.
Yeah, you know, she's like mentioning all these different people.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of nodding, like being polite, because I don't know who they are, but I don't want to know who they are. Because
No. There's no point saying, I've never heard. And then she might go, oh, DJ Teabag does this thing. And you don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. So she's doing all that. But then she goes, she said, oh, and in fact, the biggest name we've had recently is Drake. Have you heard of Drake?
So she knew you hadn't heard of DJ Teabag, so she was thinking you've not heard of anybody.
You know, there's people in the public consciousness. Like, you know, I was a bit like, what, like Sir Francis? Like, how old do you think I am here? Like,
exactly.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, of course, yeah, the Golden Hind, whatever. I'm like, of course I know who. Of course I know who Drake is. Like, of course I know who he is. I mean, I don't know any of his songs.
Any of his songs. No, I was just about to say, I don't know any of his songs. Couldn't pick him out of the lineup. No. But yes, of course I know who Drake is.
Of course I know who Drake is. So I'm sure I've seen I feel like, thinking about him now, I feel like I've seen a music video with him in a red, like maybe bubble coat. But I think that might be because there's a meme.
Okay. That could be anybody. I mean, really.
I know, but I think there's a meme of him like putting his hand up.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that guy. Oh, I know him. Yeah. Got him.
Anyway. So I felt pretty, you know, and I was surrounded by, I just suddenly felt, everyone was laughing because I didn't really know who Drake was. And
yeah. Did you say that thing about the bubble coat? I've seen the video with he's got the bubble, the bubble coat. Is it a GIF or a meme? Did you say meme? Am I saying it
a
right?
Meme? Is it meme? I've never said it out loud. Is it meme?
I've never said it. I've only ever written it down. It's like, I don't know.
So anyway, I just thought to myself, why don't I make myself feel better by asking the general public the moments that they felt old.
Certainly.
Or realised they were old.
Patronised. Just old and patronized
or even just your own self, you know, it's just those moments. I mean, Alex P says, when the doctor was reluctant to diagnose appendicitis because women of my age don't usually get it, she says, I'm only 40. Is that a young person's problem, appendicitis, or old?
I don't know. Women of your age,
Steve Royal,
it's just that phrase, isn't it?
I know, your age, I know. I remember. When Lucy had our little one, she was 40, I think.
Geriatric mother.
They call her geriatric mother.
I think it's like 38 or something. Ridiculous. You're a geriatric mother.
They've got to change that. That can't make anyone feel good on
the
most special but also terrifying day of your life.
No.
Steve Royal asked when I posted this online if I could put it in a bigger font.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's a thing already, isn't it? Not being able to see things. Victoria Owens, really very honestly.
I'm a bit annoyed that I've still got really good eyesight because I quite want to wear a pair of glasses.
I don't think.
Now.
I'd like you to go to a. I think you're in denial.
No, I'm not.
I'd go to an optician's and do the test.
I went to one. I go every year. I've got another one in about 6 months. I go every year and I think this is the year I'll get myself a pair of wacky gawk wang glasses and make my face look all jazzy. And then they just go, no, your eyes are fine. And I go, oh.
I can't believe it.
Maybe it's my Spanish blood. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, shut up. Spanish blood. You got Spanish eyes as well.
Maybe,
ooh,
yeah.
Spanish eyes.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that's probably it. It makes sense then.
Of course it is, yeah. Talking getting old, it'll happen to you one day, unless it already has happened to you one day. Victoria Owens says, when I need to clench every muscle when I sneeze, cough or laugh.
Yeah.
That can happen, though, can it?
Yeah.
That can happen. I mean, I think that is it fair to say it's more of a female problem?
I think it probably is. After childbirth, I think you know.
Yeah.
You just say goodbye to sneezing and
all that.
Trampolines, things like that, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. What I quite enjoy about a lot of modern women, not all modern women, but what I enjoy about it is the honesty. I imagine there was a point in time, our mothers maybe and our grandmothers, they wouldn't even mention the fact that they just a little bit of wee came out because they had a laugh watching Ken Dodd or something.
Yeah.
But now I feel like certainly the women in our lives, they're more than happy to
mention
that
this
is a thing.
Yeah, but
I think that's okay. I think that's what you want.
I think that's an improvement. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, because then it makes everyone else feel like it's normal. Oh, thank God, I thought it was a problem. But no, it's fine, just go for it. Julie Gunn says, when I got excited about using my new vacuum cleaner, I was a holiday rep back in the day. Used to be a right party animal. Now happy with a Henry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what speed's it got? What's the wattage on this?
I get that. I can see that, though.
I got my wife, not a main present, but one of the presents I got my wife Christmas. Not a main present.
That's a terrible start.
No, but listen, I got her a little, you know, the little ones, all the crumbs on the settee and just down there.
Oh, I love one of them.
Every other day, this is the best present I've ever had.
Wow.
So, you know, just saying.
Does that say more about the other presents you've bought her, though?
Oh, it was a full-sized Uber, obviously. It's the main present.
Yeah, we've got one of those. We just use it for the cat air more than anything. But
yeah, cat air, crumbs in the Chesterfield, anything like that, perfect.
Yeah, they're crumbs in the Chesterfield. You've changed.
Good band.
Good help on that. Joe Fairweather says, when I pointed out a patient's name to a younger colleague, it was obviously wasn't the actual man, just someone with the same name. I said, hey, look, George Harrison. And the other person went, do you know him? She went, no, George Harrison. She went, yeah, but do you know him? George Harrison, the Beatles. What an insect. What are you talking about? The group, the Beatles, the biggest band ever.
Absolutely nothing. I'll ask me mum,
she put. Oh, dear. You surely know the Beatles. That's not past you by, has it?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it has. But Spotify and you don't got your charts anymore, have you? Yeah, I got the charts for like when I was a kid. Top of the Pops on a Thursday night. You'd record it. You'd try and stop it before he started talking.
Oh, God. We are old, Steve. I feel like this is very appropriate with the fact that I'm feeling the oldest I've ever felt, bouncing around as a lion.
You've done that to yourself, really. That's, you know...
I have done that to myself. Yeah. And I am actually loving it and enjoying it. It's a brilliant show. And I'm hoping at some point my body will just, like, get used to it and be like, we're all right. We've got this.
What, are you, like, 42?
I'm only 42, Steve.
You're all right. It's nothing. Nothing.
I mean, it's nothing, is it? Also, it's standing up all day, 8 hours. I have had to get to a point, and I know there's people going, oh, that must be really hard, Jace, doctors, nurses, and, you know, lollipop men or women or whatever. But, although saying that, that's a bad reference.
Cause they don't do an 8 hour day, do they?
Half an hour in the morning, don't they?
Yeah.
They're not there all day, are they? I've had to start just getting a chair. When the director comes to start having a chat, I just grab my chair and have a little sit.
That's fair enough, yeah. You're chatting, are you? Right, I'm going to sit down. I don't need to stand up anymore. Thank you.
I think that's fair.
And
I do this. Also, if you are an actor or you're thinking about being an actor, this is a good tip for you, especially in theatre, but also in telly a little bit. When in rehearsals or blocking something, if there's an opportunity for your character and it's sort of motivation to sit down or lean, take it.
Yeah, I think that line that they said then, I think that shocked me, and I think I need to sit down.
I just think he'd sit down here.
I think he'd sit down at the table, put his head in his hands, maybe have a little nap, and he'd come back to this with renewed energy. I think that's what would be great for this scene.
Top acting tip, that. Because I've done that a lot at the moment. Was awesome. Like, I just think the lion, I think he'd probably perch here on the side of the Elbert Road, have a little think and a little rest on his haunches.
Yeah, a little ponder, I think so. I think it makes sense.
And let me tell you, middle of July, when all the directors and that have gone home and we're doing that show 8 times a week, 2 shows Saturday, 2 shows Sunday, I'll be thinking to myself,
you've got the tin man as well, haven't you? I was going to sit down. I'm like, shoot, stand up, Brancho. I'm sitting down here. Like, you don't have to have it happen in a row. Who gets to sit down?
We can't all sit down.
Can't all sit down, can we? Dorothy, sat down now. Look what you've done.
Exactly. That's what it's getting to. What else have we got here? Kaylee says, when I was referred to the midwife clinic and on the front of my pregnancy note, as we just said, a huge stamp saying geriatric. She says she was only 31, though.
I think it might even be that. It might be, it's, you know what I mean? Gosh, it might even be 31, 32. I think it's so mean.
Please email and tell us that the words changed. It can't still be that. Karen Hampshire says, when you see someone on the telly that you've grown up watching and say, oh, they look old, and you realise you're the same age as them.
Oh, that's, yeah, I've done that quite a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, that can happen.
Or tell you like a programme that you watched when you were, is it like when you watched in 1982, and then you go, how old's he? And you go, he's younger than me, he's 10 years younger than me. When he played that old man in that thing. Oh, that's bad. Yeah, that is bad.
That's heartbreaking. Emma says, when I was at a nightclub and there was kids I used to babysit buying drinks at the bar. Kids shouldn't be buying drinks at the bar. I just mean that they've grown up.
They've never grown up, yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
I see. I thought it was just like a rough club.
Just like a really rough club.
Serving 13-year-olds. It's rough in there, mate. Yeah, tough that. Paul Byrne says, when a child offered me a seat on the bus, I'm only 55.
Oh, no.
I'd like to think
that child was just really nice. Yeah, still take it.
Yeah, but
how dare you? I'm only 50. No, I'll take it, mate. I didn't say I wouldn't take it.
Lorraine Kirk says, when my six-year-old told me that they've been learning about the Spice Girls in history.
Oh, that's bad. History?
What were they, mid-90s? Mid-90s?
95, 96, yeah, that's when they came out, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, that is... In history?
In history? What are you not doing World Wars and
also, what
Trafalgar
they
anymore?
Spice Girls in history?
I know, yeah. Well, I mean...
I've never had that.
No, that's not history,
you had that before?
It? That's just a pop band. That's like, you know, that's like just doing the Backstreet Boys in history. You know, that's not a thing,
that
is
a history teacher who is not...
Not, yeah. What was it called? Quitting Quietly. It was that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
They've turned up without a plan that day and just gone.
He got that degree to be a teacher during lockdown and he's not used to doing any of the actual legwork and gone, right, history. Anyone remember the 90s? Of course you don't, you're six. So tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'm not having that.
No, I'm not having that at all. That's not
history.
That's not history. Not having that. Kat Griff says, for my birthday, I went for lunch at a garden centre with my mum and dad.
Oh, nice. I like a garden centre lunch.
Well, I think that sounds nice.
Yeah. She's saying that's a bad thing, but I think that's a good thing.
She's nice saying that's like an old thing, but...
Yeah, it's good though, isn't it? Cream tea. A little scone with your clotted cream.
Lovely.
Lovely, lovely cup of tea out of a big teapot, so it's properly brewed. Oh, that's my...
You know what I did for my birthday, don't you?
You went to Chelsea Flower Show.
Chelsea Flower Show, mate. Even though I got tricked. I got tricked, Steve.
Did you get tricked?
Chelsea Flower Show. Well, I got asked to go over. I have no interest in gardens, but Lucy loves them. So she was not going to be back. She's filming this thing with Benedict Cumberbatch in New York. So she said, I'm going to miss your birthday this year. I said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm only 42. Then I said, I've been invited to Chelsea Flower Show to do some press for, you know, Wizard of Oz and that. So she said, let me just check the schedule. Then she changed it and came back.
I'm on my way back. Oh, well, that's the lure of Monty Don, isn't it?
She loves Monty Don. She loves him. She's fair enough. Anyway, we went and did it. I did the interview. I thought the interview was live. So I've given it a very subtle mention. Obviously, it's the BBC, so you've got to be careful with mentioning things, stuff like that. So they just said, what are you up to? I said, I'm just rehearsing for Wizard of Oz. It wasn't live. It went out later on. They blooming cut the link to the Wizard of Oz.
The bit when you, the old point of you being there.
The point of me going over there. Oh, I'll tell you what, wait till I see that Monty Don. He's getting an earful.
Did you have a rustic hand-thrown pot pie though, made with sort of organic?
Do you know what we did eat very well? What was quite nice was... the theme this year was just let it grow. Stop being so precious about your gardens. And just, if something wants to grow, let it grow.
Yeah, I mean...
Which I thought, I was into that. Because we did no Mo May.
But I bet the gardeners weren't happy with that, the people who are, you know, employed as gardeners. Yeah, we're doing that. Do you want me to come and have a look at it? No, we're doing that, you know, let it grow. Just let whatever grows. Just doing that.
If it grows, it grows. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the thing.
I'll see you next year when it's a jungle.
Yeah.
What's let it grow? Is that for the bees? No, the Mo thing.
For the bees and nature and all that. Yeah, because you sort of force certain things in your garden, don't you? Or actually just let stuff grow. And who's to say a daisy or a dandelion isn't as beautiful as a rose, Steve?
Well, exactly. No one. But you will trample on it to jump in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What about you, Steve? I mean, you're older than me. You're in your 50s now. But how do you feel? Is anything that makes you feel old?
I'm 50. I'm not in my 50s. I mean, it feels like, you know
what
I mean?
You're in your 50s.
No, I know. But, you know, I remember when I was, like, pulled their menus and it says, like, over 50. And I'm like, well, I'm not over 50. Yeah. I am 50. You know what I mean?
On.
I said nothing, you know. Every time, like, the thing about when you get older, like, you wake up and you wake up, your knee hurts or something. You're like, that's that, then. That's my knee for the rest of my life. And you just slept funny. That, though, and a couple of days later, it's fine. But you do go, oh, that's it. That's my knee now for the rest of it. That knee don't work.
Because it's funny with you, because I would describe you simultaneously as a young soul, but old at heart.
I'd agree with that. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I would. That's how I would describe you, because you are sort of, your personality is quite young and sort of fun, and you know what I mean. Like, I imagine you sometimes get that feeling where you're chatting to some people in their early 20s, and another 50-year-old comes over and starts chatting, and you think to yourself, "Who's this old guy trying to join in with us kids?"
Yeah. I'm trying to talk about Drake here. You know what I mean? Come on, mate. Red puffer jacket. You know him.
But at the same time, like, you're an old soul, you know what I mean?
You surround yourself with people, like-minded people, don't you? You know what I mean? Yeah, but you surround yourself with people.
Yeah, like, who's your best friend on this show you're doing?
Robin Asquith is, you know, and
Robin
he's
Asquith, 70, how old is he?
72, but he's 72. Like a child. He's an absolute
that's how
child.
I describe him as well.
So you gravitate towards the people who just don't take anything that seriously and just sort of mess about. And that's what that's the younger heart, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear you. Jill Cooling says, when I told a joke to my GCSE maths class and told them it was from the Vicar of Dibley, and they said, what's that? I said, it's about Vicar, Dawn French plays one. And one kid said, oh, I'm not watching it if it's French. It's a great answer, to be fair.
I mean, it's a great answer. Not really listening. It's a TV show, not BBC. Don French did. Oh, I'm not watching it if it's French. I can't do subtitles. Can't be done with it. It's a great answer.
That's a proper schoolboy answer, that, isn't it?
Yeah, love French.
Emma Smith says, when I got repetitive strain injury from scrolling to my birth year, filling out an online form.
That's starting to get... They need to mix that up a bit. Yeah. You know, start now or start in 1950. It'd probably be, you know, just do that.
I agree.
Start in the middle. Random.
Yeah. I think so.
Depends what website you're on. If you're on... Say you were booking a saga holiday... It says when you're born, it's like it's got 2023, and you go, scroll all the way down. Just make it sort of, you know, make sense. Yeah. Starting number, perfect for the website.
Makes sense, yeah, that's totally. Also, the other thing that's doing my head in is how many names the place where we live has got.
What do you mean?
Because we've got United Kingdom. Well, on forms, I've had United Kingdom, but then it could be Great Britain. I've had England on one the other week. You scroll all the way down to United Kingdom and it's not there. You're like, oh, right, up to Great Britain now. Thank you.
Arab Emirates, you're like, where's it gone? Oh, is it up there? I've got to go up to Britain. Great Britain. What? England? Oh, forget it. I'll just say I live in Azerbaijan.
Exactly. Jan Lilliman says, when I discovered the stuff I'd learned in my politics A level is now on my daughter's history syllabus.
Yeah, I mean, that must be.
That's a moment, isn't it?
Yeah, same thing happened to me with Spice Up Your Life. And that appeared on the history paper.
Cuts it.
Yeah, Colours of the World, Spice Up Your Life, Every Boy and Every Girl, you know. We all know it. It's just an important moment in history. Yeah.
It was. Sunday mornings, 8 to 11. music matters. On Absolute Radio, Steve Edge is here.
Hello.
And that's the first time I think I've said that this morning. I realise I've not said your name for just the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I forgot to say it.
Everyone knows you're here, don't you? You're there.
I'm here or there, aren't I?
You're here or there. That's you. And we've got a new podcast ourselves, haven't we, Steve?
We have got a new podcast. Came out this week, didn't it? I didn't realise.
By surprise.
So busy over here, and you've been busy with rehearsals. I had no idea. I found it on Twitter.
Absolute...
I was like, yeah, well, sounds good.
Same. There was a bit of a mess up in the BBC Sounds Off press office, and the first time we heard that it was on, someone had tweeted me to say, that was good, I enjoyed that, it was really funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah. So anyway, it's called The Best Men, and it's you can get it wherever you get your podcast from. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
It's time to play this.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Ba-da-da-loo.
Trumpet.
Love it. Love it. It's so long. It's so long. There we go.
Love it.
All right. It's time to play Hit Me With Your Best Fact. Steve, tell us the rules of the game.
The rules of the game, you need to entice us with a fact, just the nugget of the fact that makes us want to Google it. So somebody's checked them all, BBC Bite Size or somewhere like that.
Oh, yeah, it's been checked.
But we want enough, a little tickle, so we go, ooh, what's that? And that's how we choose.
Exactly. And if they win, Steve, what do they get?
It's just a mug, innit? I think. Just a mug.
Yeah, but it's a Jason Manford show mug.
Oh, it's a Jason Manford show mug. Yeah, it's a mug.
Proper one.
Don't put it in the microwave.
Don't put it in the microwave or the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Or drink anything out of it. It's toxic.
But other than that, okay. It's great. Looks good.
Other than that, what a prize. And to do that, all you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Molly Clark kicks us off with this. Did you know, just like humans, cows have best friends their whole lives?
Oh, that makes me a bit sad.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
No.
Why does that make you sad?
Because they're like, where's Dave?
Oh, you didn't come in the field one morning?
Yeah,
where's Dave
gone?
Is he
gone?
Did you say Dave then?
Yeah, I did say Dave.
For a cow?
Dave's a bull.
You're assuming the gender of
a cow? They could all get on, you know.
Good.
All bovine, aren't they?
They could.
They might get on. Oh, best mate. Where's your best mate? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, apparently research
just
shows...
the one best mate or loads of best mates?
It says research shown they can exhibit signs of stress when they're not near their friend.
Yeah,
I'm a bit like that at the moment, Steve. I keep thinking, what's wrong with me? And I think it's because Steve's not in the same country
as me. Same different country. I just, you know, I'm ready for home now. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Same. I'm ready for you to be back, fella. Ready for you to be back. David Flop.
David Flop?
Yeah, that's a good name, isn't it?
Again, where did that name come from? Always falling
where
over.
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Always just falling belly first into the lake.
Yeah, here he goes.
Here he goes. David Flop says, there's a country which has more pyramids than Egypt.
Okay.
He's not told us, though.
No, never. That's good, isn't it?
He's teased us with it there. Teased us. Teased me.
Where would that be? Okay. All right.
Sarah Story says, the largest snowflake was bigger than most pizzas you can buy.
You can buy.
I don't know why she's put that.
Why you can buy.
Well, I guess because she's saying,
what?
Look, we know some idiot's made a massive pizza to try and get the Guinness Book of Record.
Oh, I know.
So I wasn't thinking
of that pizza. I just had most pizzas. Yeah. You know, they're sort of what?
But she's
you know, just covered us up. Most pizzas you can buy, though. That's a, what's imagine, that? Some sort of.
Imagine it snowed like 14, and the flakes coming down were that big.
Oh, it'd be terrifying, wouldn't it?
Imagine. Full of pepperoni.
Yeah. Amazing. Would they be, they'd be round, wouldn't they? Or would they be like snowflake
shape?
Well,
it'd be like snowflake shape, I guess. Yeah.
You're in the head and like get caught. Ow! And you got like a jagged bit of snow in your head. Snowflake.
Benjamin Holland says, rabbits can't be sick. Due to their diet and digestive system, rabbits physically can't be sick and wouldn't know how to, even if they could. Mad, isn't it? No matter how many carrots they eat, they're never giving it.
That's not a phrase, is it? I'm sick as a rabbit.
No, it's not sick as a rabbit because you're not. They're not sick.
Sick as
but
a
weirdly,
dog,
if they were sick, there would actually be a bit of carrot in the sick. Like you know, there is always.
Yeah, it'd be all carrot. I mean, mainly
all carrot.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, be all carrot. Can't be sick. The
Simon
old carrot.
Larger. Again, where's that surname come from?
I don't know.
Go and check Simon. Which one? The little one.
Not the little one.
Not the bigger one. I'd have said Simon Little, wouldn't I?
Yeah, not Simon Little, Simon not Little Large. Simon. I'm on about Simon Larger, the larger one.
No, Simon Large? No, not him.
Simon Large, he's the middle-sized one. The one who lives in the other village, you know, the massive one. Oh, Simon Larger. That's him.
That's him.
Mate. He fell over.
Don't go to Simon Largest.
Yeah, no, don't go him. I don't want him here. He won't get through the door.
This is almost becoming my favourite part of this feature.
Just playing with people's surnames.
Rhythm, Steve.
He's a dancer.
You don't have to tell me and you about rhythm.
Yeah, I know. Good distinction in dance, man.
Well, you've got a distinction, haven't you? Yeah, Rhythm is the longest word in the English language without a vowel.
Is it?
Rhythm.
Rhythm.
And he also adds, the letter Q does not feature in any of the 50 states.
Oh, he's got you thrown in two, has he?
A little freebie in there as well.
Thrown in two.
Yeah, yeah. Very good, very good.
Oh, the rhythm one's good. That's very good. It's interesting, though, like when you're trying to teach kids how to read, because if you wrote that down as a child, you'd say it'd have two in, at least, wouldn't you? You'd have an ear.
You would, yeah.
Rhythm.
None.
None,
mate. None.
That's why it makes absolutely
good
no
fact,
sense.
Good fact, good fact. Claire Long says, this fact surprised me a bit. The Sahara Desert, Steve, the Sahara Desert is only 25% sand.
What's the rest of it? Nando's? What else is there?
Could be a couple of Costas are there, probably. A
couple of Costas, Oops. Yeah. There was a Nero, isn't there?
There'd be like a vape shop.
Vape shop. It used to be a mobile phone shop, now it's a vape shop now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Subway.
Be a Subway.
Might even be a cinema. Might be a lot better.
Like a Marie Curie.
Charity shop, Krispy Kreme, maybe. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, it covers 75%, yeah, wow. Frank Dudley says, a human can sweat 26 gallons in bed every year.
26 gallons.
26 gallons.
Oh, this is why you have to buy a bed every 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean?
Not want to be asleep next to that guy.
No. It'd be like that bit in Airplane when he's sweating, when he's trying to land the plane. No.
Gosh, horrible that. Sonia Bell says, I know you love a sloth fact.
We do have a lot of sloth facts, don't we?
They do come a lot up a lot, don't they? I'm not sure if you've had this one. She says, but sloths don't fart.
But
the sloth's gut produces... Well, yeah, what was the poo one? There was a sloth
poo. They poo
out
of trees, don't they, or something? Do they climb all the way down before they ever poo, or they poo out the top of trees? I can't remember which one it was. It was
one of the two. But they're both opposite things that you said.
Yeah, they are opposite things.
No help. No help at all.
No, but they're slow, aren't they? So, you want to go...
Haven't they got square
got...
poos?
I thought you made that
got
one up.
Square poos.
No,
I'm sure the sloth has got a square poo.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Now I've said it, it just sounds silly.
Well, I suppose if you couldn't let any wind out, it would come out square, wouldn't it?
I feel like, I don't know. Maybe, no, I've probably made that up. But anyway, something's got a square poo anyway. Somebody will tell us. Anyway, they don't fart. The sloth's gut produce methane, but instead of being released out of the bum, in the usual humorous, stinky way, the methane just absorbs into the blood.
It's not a lot good about the sloth, is it?
It's not, is it?
All the sloth stuff, it's like slow, they look weird, probably square poos, pooing out of trees or coming down from trees. No one ever says, great conversationalists. The sloths, great conversationalists.
Good chat. Oh, great banter.
Amazing lovers. Or something. Great. No one's ever says anything complimentary about sloth.
No. Wombat, that's what's got the square poo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and when I say square, I mean cube, of course.
Like a sugar
really
cube?
Really hard to do.
Like a brown sugar, like a demerara.
Like a flat square. So there you go.
I'll have that bit of galaxy there. That's not a galaxy!
We've got Jessica who says, there are 421 words for snow in Scotland.
Hang on. 421
Scotland?
Just
How's
in Scotland?
Scotland got 420? Why just Scotland? Snow. Snow. Is it like the accents?
No,
like
I think
Edinburgh, and Glasgow.
Just in Scotland. Oh. I'd take that
How
in.
How can Scotland?
Isn't there like, I don't know about
Yeah, like
that.
Iceland or well, something. Not Iceland. Greenland.
Just in
one
the world. Isn't there like 100 words for snow, isn't it? A Cape Bush.
Isn't that, like Eskimos have got like 600 words for snow or whatever. I understand that. But why have the Scots got 421 words for snow?
I don't know.
Also, I know there's like Celtic and stuff like that, but...
It's still not adding
Scots
up to
mostly
many,
speak English, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Jessica says try
it's
naming them
been
all.
Checked. It's obviously been checked. Well, I can't name more than one. You attempted to do three, but in different Scottish accents. It wasn't even a different Scottish accent. It was the same Scottish
accent.
I ran out
after two.
It was the same Scottish accent, but one sounded like meaner and the other one sounded kinder.
No, they were... Snow.
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 You wee snow, mate.
Go me away, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
snow
like,
man there.
Yeah. And then, like, Edinburgh, like, snow. Oh, look at the snow.
Still snow, though.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's still the same word, anyway. Anyway, and then last one, Daphne Harris says, most Muppets are left-handed. I'm left-handed, you cheeky so-and-so. Oh, she means, like, the TV show.
Yeah, is that because the right... Yeah, but that's because the right hand's doing the mouth and the left hand is controlling the two hands, isn't it? So,
oh, you think it's because of the puppeteer?
Yeah. The puppeteer.
Being right-handed.
Yeah.
So he's got his hand up the middle bit.
The right hand, the dominant hand is doing the mouth, isn't it? Because that's all the hard work.
And then his left hand is doing the left hand.
He's got the two sticks.
Hey, that was good deducing that, Steve.
Deduction. Deduction.
Deduction. Deduction. Deduction. Deducing. That was good deduction, I said.
That's what I think.
I don't know what I said.
Because there'll be a few lefties in there.
Oh, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you've done... I think that's clever, that. Hey, you're getting good at this. I've been playing it for years and you started to work these things out.
When you think of, like, when you think of, I know they're not Muppets, but when you think of, like, Rainbow, like Bungle and Zippy, you know, George and Zippy, they had one hand, didn't they, that was, like, moving around. That would have been the left hand and the other one would have been... So it makes sense, doesn't it? Dominant hand doing the gob. Dominant hand, gob, left hand, sticks. Yeah?
Doing the hand, yeah. I think you're right there. Very, hey, I'm actually impressed.
Thank you very much.
Because you like riddles and that, you're not got the brain for them, but you've worked that
awful.
Out. Like.
This is lateral. I'm good at lateral.
We're going to pick a winner now of our Hit Me With Your Best Facts. Okay. I'll just rattle through them very quickly. Molly Clark told us that cows have best friends. David Flop told us there's a country with more pyramids than Egypt. The largest snowflakes are bigger than most pizzas you can buy, says Sarah. Ben Holland, rabbits can't be sick. Simon Larger, longest word in the English language without a vowel is the word rhythm. The Sahara Desert is only 25% sand, according to Claire. Frank told us that 26 gallons of sweat can come out of a human every year in bed.
Disgusting.
Sonia told us a sloth fact that they don't fart, basically. 421 words for snow in Scotland. From Jess, and Daphne told us most Muppets are left-handed. Steve, I'm going to put it on to you. What do you think?
I think the ones we had the most like debate about was that what's the rest of the Sahara Desert then, or the pyramids? I think what's it's between them two for me because I need to know now. So I think we'd go with the Sahara Desert because I don't know though. Because the pyramids, it'd be good to know. Well, you know, no one's got more pyramids than Egypt. It'd be good to know that fact, wouldn't it?
Well, do you think it'll be like Hull? You know, like there's more like, you know, when people go, there's more canals in Birmingham than there is in Venice.
There is in
you
Venice,
think it's like, there's more pyramids in
East Fife. I can't, well, they've got all the different words for snow, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't picture pyramids anywhere.
We've got one in Stockport.
Yeah, you got one in Stockport. And I can picture like, you know, there's a few, I think there's some over here in Malta as well, but I don't know. I want to know what the Sahara Desert is.
Somewhere South America, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you reckon then? Go on, pick a winner.
I'm going to go. I have the pyramids one then. Maybe the pyramids. It's got to be the pyramids.
Pyramids. You're going to go. Pyramids,
who's got more pyramids?
So I'm just going to Google
I'm Googling it now.
Pyramids.
Right, pyramids are well known. Ancient Egyptian. Many people don't realise that Hull has more pyramids than Egypt. It is Hull.
It was Hull.
It's Sudan. It's Sudan.
Sudan.
200, Sudan. More than 200 pyramids in Sudan. There's only 118 in Egypt. It's not much in it, though, is there?
Wow. It's not, but also, what's the quality in the Sudan?
That's what they say about the more canals in Birmingham, isn't it? It's quality, not quantity, exactly. Isn't it? That's the thing. There's not a gondola, like in Venice. That is not what you say.
Romantic.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
It's the pork pie factory over there, and that's where they make the scratchings. And hang on a bit, just lean to the side. There's a dead horse in the canal. Let's get round it. You know what I mean? It's not.
Singing one cornetto in a Brummie accent.
Yeah. Just one cornetto. I'll get you Calippo. We've got no cornetto. I'll get Calippo. Just one Calippo. It wouldn't, it's not got the same.
No.
You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
I think.
There you go. A breakfast show mug winging its way to you for that brilliant fact that there is a country with more pyramids in Egypt than it is Sudan, and that's for David Flop. If you want to join in next week, you can just email me jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio,
where real music matters.
I tell you what, it's a great story in the paper this week, Steve. I think this could become a real big thing over here. It's happening in Australia at the moment. Marketing boss Caitlin Winter has started a new trend called Bare Minimum Mondays to give her staff a gentle start to the week. This could be working from home or a half day or whatever, just designed to be less stressful. Loads of people have that Sunday scaries where they're terrified of the week ahead and don't get to enjoy the final day off from their weekend. This new way of working is meant to avoid that exact feeling. Winter, the Adelaide-based marketing manager, told news.com that for her, it was a way for staff to take their day at their own pace and to treat themselves with a space and kindness. A lot of people think it means sitting in the PJs in front of the TV and do no work, but in reality, it is simply a day where we work from home or don't schedule any meetings and generally just treat ourselves with a little more space and kindness to set up for a productive week ahead.
Well, again, it depends what job you do, don't you? If you're a brain surgeon, you can't go, I'm having a relaxing Monday.
Yeah, I'm just doing half of this surgery today.
I think we've had enough. I think we've had enough of that during lockdown. Get back to work, that lot of you. That's very much my motto. There's a lot of people I see now who are like, sort of, 2021 who've started work, left university and started work in that period and have been very much eased in, and now when it starts,
get on with it.
Come on, get on with it. Come on, we can't all work for the DVLA.
But a little bare minimum Monday's not about, I mean, basically people are doing that anyway, aren't they? So we may as well give it a name.
Just you come in an hour later. Come in an hour later, but don't be working from home. Don't be doing that.
I think you'd be more productive giving people a three-day weekend and then even let's say you reduce lunch hour by 20 minutes or something.
I think that's sometimes too long, isn't it? A full hour, I think.
An hour? Nobody needs an hour. It's too long. Why do you want to spend an hour with people you work with, having a bit of lunch or whatever, and finish early and get home?
And I'm not even saying cut it in half to half now. You can have 40 minutes if you want, but let's just...
40 minutes is
just shave a bit off.
Lunch hour's too long. It was different when you were a kid and you could, you were playing games.
Yeah, you didn't have to go back. You didn't want to go back to class, did you? Yeah. You got to swap your crisps with somebody else. And he's got Kiora, he's not got Kiora. There was a lot to do. But,
you should have your 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and it's ready to get back in it. And then get home earlier. I think so too, but I don't mind. I quite like that idea. I'd like to know what you think. Has your place got anything in place for Mondays or Fridays or whatever? They got any good ideas that we could share with the world when it comes to working week? Mm. Let me know.
Well, we ain't got time to listen. Get back to work,
Jason. Jason at absoluteradio.co.uk. But don't email me at work.